My name's Philip Godden. I work for Ivor Thomas Amusements Limited. I've worked there for 20 years and I'm an assets manager. We supply pubs and clubs across the southeast of England with fruit machines, pool tables, jukeboxes. We're having to upgrade 2,000 plus coin mechs. We have to reprogram and teach them how to take the new one. Obviously, the Royal Mint have supplied us with test pieces to program our coin mechs, which we started doing back in October. I just hope that the Mint have been stockpiling the coins are the same tolerance as the sample ones we've been using to program the coin mechs with. If it would have been just the two changes and that would have been it, then it'd have been just that one cost. But obviously we've now got to do the notes as well later on throughout the years. Just a bit of forward thinking, like, you know, if you have a storm, you batten down the hatches, example, you're prepared for it. But with this, the way the government and the Royal Mint have done it, they haven't actually quite thought about the local businesses that it's going to affect and how much. I mean, we're a strong company. We've been going for 40 years. So that's, you know, we're quite lucky. But there are companies out there that are really going to suffer. You know, they're going to pay out to upgrade their systems for the new pound coin, but then they're going to have the notes to deal with. And I don't know if, you know, how that's going to affect other companies, but I should imagine a lot of them will struggle.